Welcome everyone. We continue with Shari Tshuva, Shar Beis, Ois Vav, Shir number 93. Im loy achshav emasai. We all know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. If not now, then when? Im loy achshav emasai. The Ben Yoina now turns his focus, his attention to people who have reached an age when they can comfortably say that they are what's called older, they are old. And Rabbi Yoina says, now's the time. Don't wait any longer to do tshuva. Before we see the words of Rabbi Yoina, we have to thank Hashem for the signs of a person getting older. Whether the signs are his hair turning gray, or white, or falling out. We had to thank Hashem for these signs. And you'll say, thank Hashem. I wouldn't mind having more hair on my head, or having more darker hair as opposed to white and gray hair. And that's incorrect. Obviously it's incorrect if Hashem is doing this. Let's understand why. The Chayvus HaVavus, he tells us of the tremendous chesed that Hashem did for us by giving us two sets of teeth. If you think about it, we don't, besides for the, you know, of course our skin, if Chas V'Shalom get cut, we need it rejuvenates and connects itself. But besides for that, the nails grow on a regular basis. But it's not like you have two sets of something else. What's the reason the two sets of teeth? So the Chayyus HaVavis says a very, very important insight. He says the two sets of teeth are to train children at an early age that there's something called pain in life. He says, imagine if a person never had any pain. They never lost a tooth, never had a tooth to come in. It just, yeah, you're born with teeth and that's it. And they always stay with those teeth. And then the person gets older and all of a sudden starts feeling pain. They won't know how to deal with it. It's too emotionally difficult. There's a gradual process. You get one tooth, it comes in, it goes out over the course of the early years of a child. It's a chesed, he says, from Hashem. When we see a stop sign, it's a chesed from Hashem that we have that stop sign in the right spot. Rachman Litzlan, if that stop sign would be removed, and it's necessary to be there, and the person just drives, and he doesn't stop because there's no reason, there's no stop sign. Other cars in the other direction will be coming, Chas V'Shalom. The signs of getting older are a sign for a person to do tshuva. Im layach sheveh masai. V'minin haderech hazeh asher zechanu hatshuva b'yoyim hamavis. Of course, on the day of death, person should be doing tshuva. But building up to that day as well, when the person sees his strength is dwindling, I didn't have it like I used to have it. That's not just a reason to feel down. It's not a reason to feel down. It's a reason to say, you know what? I'm going to get closer to Hashem now. I'm going to use this as a way to do tshuva. Tshuva means I'm getting closer to Hashem. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, "B'moyisodom rasha toivat tikva." When an evil man dies, all of his hopes have been lost. Whatever he wanted to do, no opportunity. He's not alive anymore. Remois Adam Rasha Toiva Tikva. Who misvadab Esahiv is Shovel Hashem believe Shalim. But what does a person do if he wants to make the right decision in life when he's getting older, when he realizes the clock is ticking? Young people don't realize this. Sometimes old people don't realize this. Sometimes, yeah, people don't write a will. Person has to realize Hashem is talking to him at all times. And the gray hair is a sign Hashem is talking to me. Not just to acknowledge and say, okay, that's part of life and getting older. The tshuvas hashav be'etzen tumay. All levels of tshuva are beneficial. Even though he didn't do the tshuva that he should have done in his prime, nonetheless, he acknowledges now is the time for me to do the tshuva. I'm going to take this opportunity. Hashem is talking to me. I see my gray hair is coming up. I see my white hair. I see I don't have any hair. All of this is the way Hashem talking to us and saying, come back to me. Do tshuva.